Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 20, His Bride. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Revelation 22, verse 17. I am sure you've heard marriage vows before. Perhaps you've even uttered them yourself at your wedding ceremony. We promise to be faithful to each other in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, and so on. Then the final sentence, till death do us part. Wonderfully, with our heavenly bridegroom, it is the exact opposite. His death is what reunites us and guarantees our eternal life with him. The Bible teaches that there will be a new earth where God will dwell with his people, his bride, forever. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. Revelation 21, verses 2 and 3. This will be an eternity without pain, sickness, or death, and all of heaven is so excited about us, his bride. Then one of the seven angels came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Revelation 22, verse 9. Yes, there is an eternal future without pain for the people of God. In this sinful world, we see marriage vows and trust being violated, which leaves us brokenhearted. But it is not that way with our heavenly bridegroom. He is eager to have us home with him forever. At the end of the book of Revelation, the bride of the Lamb issues a passionate invitation, Come and join us. We, the bride, are so excited that our bridegroom is at hand that we don't want anyone missing. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let the one who hears say, Come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. Revelation 22, verse 17. Oh, yes, it is without cost for us, but it did cost the bridegroom his life. I can't wait for his hug after all these years of suffering and pain. He is eager to embrace us and to embrace you and to welcome us to a pain-free eternity. If you are suffering today, may this assured future encourage you. The wedding march is about to begin. Here comes the groom.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!